The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Oh, I feel good today. What's up, everybody? It is Tuesday. Let me check my notes. Oh, yes. Already it's June 20th, 2023. This is your daily sports betting brand of record. We are powered, as always, by the almighty sports line, the best value in all sports betting, and it is not close. Now, you know one of the mottos we have here at the brand, just win more than we lose. Well, yesterday we barely did that, 10 and 8 between both of our shows, and if you're brand new to this brand, yes, we have multiple shows a day, 10 a.m. Eastern time, and also 4 p.m. Eastern time for Early Edge at 5, Amazing Grace and that whole crew over there. Now, on Tuesdays, which is today, we have our award-winning, soon-to-be, golf show. We like to call the Early Wedge Travelers Championship. It's a designated event, 3 p.m. Eastern time today with me, Counselor Patrick McDonald, and the whole crew. And I've already messed up the flow. Snake's already mad at me because CBS Sports HQ, busy day today. Look, at 1:30 Eastern today, me and M Squared, we'll get you set for a busy night in baseball. 3:40 Eastern time, the Maestro. And then look at 6 p.m. Eastern time on Sportsline tonight. The Sniper, M Squared, the Maestro, and Prop Stars all live tonight. Just download that CBS Sports app. We'll be there all day long. So with all the housekeeping out of the way, let's bring in the stars of the show. And you know on Tuesdays, I bring my absolute very best. M Squared is here. Sniper is here. Mikey B is here. And of course, Zach Attack live from Sin City is here this morning. Gentlemen, we've got a lot to get to, so let's jump right in. We're going to go, oh, Mikey's here. It's Chiefs dog of the day. So here's the dogs we're going with. Mets, Phillies, and Orioles. Mikey, he's your dog. It's your segment. You get to go first. Who are we following to the pay window?
Well, Chief is a little upset with me this morning because I told him none of these dogs were going to win outright today. So he is pouting in the corner with a bone right now. But I'm leaning towards none of them. If I had to pick one, it would be the Mets. It is the closest to my number. But I would need around plus 128 to be able to be betting on the Mets. So for me, it's going to be none of them and no appearance from Chief today.
Very, very interesting. You know what's funny is that EC does the exact same thing as Chief is doing this morning. He's over in the corner, chewing on his bone, waiting for Early Edge in 5. Now, his little partner in crime, Buckets, is in the chat right now. If you have any questions for him, and by the way, he has three, count them, three plays on Twitter right now. I encourage you to follow him. Yesterday, we were 4-2-1 in our soccer picks, by the way. He's in the chat. He'll answer your questions in real time. Now, Zach Attack, let me come to you. Mikey says none of these dogs are barking today. What say you?
I kind of agree with him there, but I'll take a shot on New York Mets plus 118. The world's defending World Series champion Houston Astros in a major slump right now, lost 5 straight. Look at Justin Verlander, kind of shaky this year, but he's pitched well 2 of his last 3 starts, gets to face his former team. I think the Mets can maybe win this late, extra inning, some sort of fashion like that to keep the Astros slump going.
All right. By the way, if you watched me on CBS Sports HQ, I nailed the over in the Mets game last night, 11-1. Thank you. Thank you to the Mets offense in the 8th inning. We needed that. All right, Mikey B, because I'm going to make it. I love ramping the Sniper up because that's the best Sniper. So I'm going to make him sit there for a few more seconds. Mike, oh, I love when he shakes his head like that. Mikey B, talk to me.
Yeah, you got to get the sniper in full cranky mode. I'm not the biggest fan of any of these either, but I'll take the Phillies at plus 130. And it's because Spencer Strider is really struggling. He has a 6.47 ERA and a 1.44 whip over his last six starts. Ranger Suarez, he's starting for the Phillies. He's allowed two or fewer runs in four straight. And the Phillies have been bad on the road, but they're 19-11 at home. So I'll lean towards the Phillies.
All right. So Phillies, we've got Phillies, we've got Mets, and we've got nobody. Sniper, you're up.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Mets. I don't feel strongly about any of them. But the Astros have actually lost 10 of their last 13, and the offense has scored two or fewer runs seven times in there, partially because Yordan Alvarez is hurt. So they don't really have the same kind of offensive look without the big man in the middle there. Verlander, his last five starts, he's been dominant in three of them and bad in two of them. The two bad ones were both on the road. One was in Coors Field. One was against the Braves. I know this is a road start, but not really, right? Because Verlander in Minute Maid Park, he's very familiar with the conditions there, and he's facing a lineup that does not, again, have Yordan Alvarez in it. So I'm good with the Mets here. Also, those other two games, I will be discussing those when I'm on HQ later today.
Look at the tease. He's teasing himself. That's what it's all about when you're a member of the crew. All right. So we don't feel that strongly about the dogs today, but that happens. We got to be honest with you because you're coming with us on this very, very incredible ride we like to call the Early Edge Universe. Now, I told you where we're going to be, but also I want to show you where we're going to be all over the place right here.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Urban in the chat wants to know, where is Sia? Hey, sometimes guys need days off. He will be with me on the Early Wedge later today at 3 p.m. Eastern time. Don't even worry about it. Sia's fine. All right, now. Yesterday, and it's a little ironic that our boy's in the chat because he went off the board again, not following directions again. And I was out just minding my own business last night, Sniper, and all of a sudden my phone just started lighting up like a Christmas tree. I'm like, why am I getting all? Oh, wait a second. Jorge Soler goes bananas, goes yard again off Jose Berrios. Are you kidding me? And we cashed that ticket plus 450 or something like that. Oh, but today, pick the prop. We're going to do it the right way. Nolan Arenado. Snake, you turkey. Jorge Soler at plus 310 and Jose Ramirez at plus 450. Sniper, what do we do?
Does everybody know the origin story of that, by the way? Remember,
not if you're new.
We were sitting there and you just said, give him a name from the Marlins game that he can just say. And I saw it was a lefty. And I said, okay, say Jorge Soler. And then he hit a bomb and it took on a life of its own. I am going with the bucket special on this one. I am, because it's a lefty. Jorge Soler is 3-for-6 with two home runs in his career against Kikuchi. He's slugging .860 against left-handers. Not OPS. That's just slugging percentage against lefties this season. 9 home runs and 57 at bats versus lefties. He's going yard again. Or as buckets would say, go the yard.
I had two people tweet that to me last night for some reason. I love when people say back to us what we say on the show. It's awesome. It means they're paying attention and they're invested. The yard. Fantastic. All right, so Sniper has weighed in. M Squared, let me come to you, big boy. How are we picking the prop for you today?
Nolan Arenado for me. I love the Cardinals' offense against left-handed pitching. Love him individually against left-handed pitching, especially where he is in the lineup, has a ton of protection with Goldschmidt in front of him. Picking on Mackenzie Gore, the guy throws a fastball way too much, about 55 to 60% of the time. That fastball's expected weighted on base average and actual, both up over 370 now, surrendering a lot of hard contact to it. I'll take Nolan Arenado off the lefty.
All right. All three of these numbers are really, really good, though. So we got Arenado. We've got the bucket special, Jorge Soler. Zach Attack, where are we going?
Yeah, I've hit four of the past five on these, so let's see if we can get another one here. I'm going to go with Jorge Soler as well, plus 310. And usually I'm not one to gravitate towards a player that just hit a home run the prior day. The Blue Jays are coming off their worst loss of the season, shutout yesterday, 11-0. And Soler showed last month when he can get going how streaky he can be when he had five straight days of a home run last month. Let's go with Soler, plus 310.
All right. Mikey B, our NBA aficionado, now switching gears. And all focused on baseball. What are you doing today?
Give me the longest shot, Jose Ramirez. He's facing Luis Medina, who is terrible. He's given up 10 home runs and 39 in the third innings. Another big thing, this game is being played in Cleveland. Ramirez has a 560 slugging percentage at home compared to 451 on the road. So the longest odds here, I like it.
Did you just hear what he said? I had a tweet last night saying, Coach, you guys are getting so lucky you're catching these all the time. No, we have numbers. We do homework. We actually put in the time. These are not a guess. These are not a guess. And we are hitting them quite a bit. All right. Now, we've weighed in, but you come here for our board. That's why you come here, and the entertainment too. But before we get to our board, you know I got to pay all of these guys. They're very, very expensive. Here's another word from one of our incredible partners.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, getting that. Oh, you can taste the NFL right around the corner. CFL, anything you can bet on, we've got it here on Paramount Plus, CBS Sports, Early Edge, and, of course, Sportsline. All right, so let's get into it today. It's Tuesday. This is the beginning of our week. We do everything different here at our brand. So, Mikey, when you start the week off, sometimes you got to get pumped up. Sometimes you got to get a little bit angry. And that's what we're about to do today. So, you're obviously going to start us off. Why? Because you know the drill, son. It doesn't matter what sport we're talking about, what day we're talking about, where it's at in the day. He's going to be on HQ later, but right now he's on our team. He's on our crew. He's so important. So, Mikey, if you don't mind, please, please give it to me.
All right, Coach, we're going to start this off with a little sports line promo because this line has moved to the point where it's dead on the simulation number at this point. However, if you were available last night, had notifications on when I posted this, you would have got the best number. It is the Texas Rangers. I played the minus 120 personally, minus 125 on the site. The computer number makes this game all the way up to minus 138. That is essentially where it is sitting already in the market at this point. I think they're going to close around minus 140 to minus 145. It's a pretty awesome matchup for them, honestly. You get Dylan Cease on the other side. That's the reason for the price point here. However, he is not the same pitcher that he was last season. He's really struggled with his fastball this season. He throws it about 40% of the time. The expected weighted on base average on this pitch is all the way up to 355 here. But what's interesting about that is we look at how hard the ball has been hit. When you look at his average exit velocity allowed on that pitch versus last year, it's up over 4 miles per hour. It is not fooling anyone, really. We know how good this Rangers team is. Second best offense in Major League Baseball against right-handed pitching. On the other side, the White Sox, the run support should be limited for Dylan Cease. This team is 29th in Major League Baseball against right-handed pitching. I am on the Texas Rangers here. make sure you are on Sportsline so you get the notification, so you're not paying an additional 20 to 25 cents on the dollar here to play this at this point.
Wait a second. I'm confused. Are you trying to tell me that we could have got this play last night if you're a Sportsline member? Is that what you're saying?
You could have.
Wow. Yep. And are all these picks up at Sportsline at least an hour before the show airs? Mikey, is that true too?
All of them are up at least an hour, and in this case, 12 hours before the show airs. Yeah.
Wow, my mind is just blown. I know there's many of you out there that are not Sportsline members. What are you doing? But I'm going to do you a solid right here, right now. Use the promo code TROPHY, and I'm going to give you the first month for a single solitary dollar. Then after that, oh, we're really going to gouge you. $10 a month. Stop it. When I say it's the best value in all sports betting, nobody comes back at me because it's true and everybody knows it. And Mikey just told you why. All right. Now, where do I go next? Oh, it's such an embarrassment of riches. But I see a big old fat smile down there on the bottom left. So that means Zach Attack is ready to roll. Zach, you're up.
All right, Coach. Yeah, let's start out with a pitching prop. Kyle Bradish of the Baltimore Orioles, over 5.5 strikeouts, listed plus 105. I do see plus 110s out there right now. He's coming off a season low, one strikeout his last time out against the Toronto Blue Jays. But I'm going to look at his consistency over that. 8 of his last 9 starts, he's allowed 3 runs or less. He has a great pitching arsenal. Look at the Tampa Bay Rays. They're still doing well, but just 3-4 over their last 7 games, coming off those 2 series on the West Coast. Lost the first 2 games against the Oakland A's, struggled to win the other 2, and then lost both weekend games against the San Diego Padres, including Saturday, where they struck out 17 times. Did have yesterday off. I think Bradish can get this K-prop over 5.5 strikeouts, plus payout, plus 110. And then we're going to do a little NBA draft. The draft is in 48 hours. Seth Lundy from Penn State, plus 2,500. I'm going to put a disclaimer on this. This is a long shot. You look at the odds on the board. You've got guys that are plus 300, plus 400, plus 500, and Andre Jackson Jr., plus 500. This is a long shot. So this is a high-risk play. I don't want anyone sending me anything on Twitter. This did not hit, whatnot. This is a high-risk play. That's what I like to do here. But I evaluate Seth Lundy. You look in that late first round, and he's projected to be in that 40-44 range. So you look at that late first round, teams are willing to take a shot on an upperclassman that can come in and fill a role as an 8th-9 man off the bench. You look at Lundy, he improved every single year at Penn State. 5 points, 10 points, 12 points, 14 points per game last year. Was one of the best 3-point shooters in college basketball, shot at a 40% rate. Also improved his rebounding every single year. Had over 6 rebounds last season. And he stayed loyal. You look at all these players that entered the transfer portal, he stayed loyal to Penn State all 4 years. We saw this last year. Christian Brown, he was projected to be a early second round pick in that 34-35 range. The Denver Nuggets picked him with the 21st pick. Look for Seth Lundy to sneak into the first round. Big, big odds, plus 2,500.
But the fact that the Miami Heat made it to the finals playing with players like Seth Lundy, maybe that'll have teams say, hey, let's go after him. Let's go after him. Now, I'm very disappointed in the chat today. Very, very disappointed. I'm going to tell you why. Because you guys know we're looking for new cappers. And I tell you, if you put a play in the chat that I like or Snake likes, we're going to put it on the show. And you might have your early edge career start right here today. But I don't see one, not one person has said, hey, let me do this. Hey, Coach, I like this team. You're talking amongst these others, but I don't see anything to me. That's all I'm saying. Maybe they don't want to be Mike Barner on the early edge. Maybe they don't want all of this smoke coming at them. That's what I guess. That's what I'm guessing, that nobody wants to participate. All right, now, I love it when Mikey B and the sniper have a little synergy. I love it. And you know, to get the sniper in the better mood, I've got to put him last on the show. It's in his contract. It's the way it works. All right. So, Mike Barner, if you don't mind, can you please enlighten the good people at home about the new young stud in Cincinnati? And last night, what a magical night it was for the Reds. Joey Votto comes back, hits a home run, does an incredible interview after the game. If you haven't seen the interview, go back and watch it. One of the best I've ever seen. But we're not talking about Joey Votto. We're talking about a young cat. Who am I talking about?
Ellie De La Cruz, over half a run scored at minus 105 on DraftKings. We hit this yesterday on the early edge in 5. Coach, maybe no one's giving you a pick in the chat because they don't want to be on with EC and frickin' Frank, but I'm not sure. But for De La Cruz, he has scored at least run in 9 of 12 games since being called up from the minors. And the Rockies are going to start Noah Davis. Now, he made three starts for them back in April. He had a 6.17 ERA and a 1.80 whip. He did not fare well at AAA, seven starts, 6.31 ERA and a 1.71 whip. Rockies also have the seventh highest bullpen ERA in baseball. So I think there will be a lot of opportunities for De La Cruz to score a run. And I like that kind of props. We're going to do Corbin Carroll over half run score two at minus 110 on DraftKings. He's batting 304 with a 386 on base percentage. He scored at least one run in 10 of his last 14 games. He's already got 55 runs scored in 70 games for the season. Now the Brewers are starting Colin Rea. He has a 4.71 ERA. He's done a good job against right-handed hitters. He's held them to a 291 weighted on base average, but lefties have a 352 weighted on base average against him. So I think Carroll finds a way to cross the plate.
All right. I love those two plays. And while you were giving them to us, Mikey B, oh, magically, all these picks started coming in the chat. Now, I was going to go with Giovanni, but Sniper beat you to the punch. I see a soccer play, Scotland, team total, +1.5 from Zach. Do we want to go with soccer today, gentlemen? Anybody excited about soccer? Oh, sorry, Zach. We're not going to go with soccer. All right, we will continue to look. We have a couple of minutes left, and you know where we've arrived. We've arrived at miserable Matt, the Sniper, whatever you want to call him. He's on our team, not yours. Sniper, floor is yours.
Yeah, I'm actually not very miserable right now, and we'll get to that. But we will start with the Reds, and we'll go with some synergy there. I've got just the team play on the run line. They've won nine straight right now. They started 7-15 this season. Since then, they're 31-20. Only three teams in baseball have a better record since then than those Cincinnati Reds. The first place Cincinnati Reds, I might point out. Who would have thought in the middle of June we would be saying that? Ellie De La Cruz is definitely part of the equation there. Another youngster, Matt McClain, has been great. Like, as Coach said, they got the Votto home run last night. Things are really clicking for them right now. They're not clicking for the Colorado Rockies because they are awful. They're 13-27 on the road. They've lost six straight. They haven't had a day off since June 5th. And you know, when you're that bad and you're losing every game, it makes it worse that you haven't had a day off and you're not at home because it is their ninth straight game on the road. Left-hander Kyle Freeland is on the mound. He's been a lot worse on the road this year than Coors Field, which seems weird. Actually, no, it doesn't. That seems right. No, what am I doing?
I love you so much.
I just totally got messed up off the crack there. The Reds hit left-handers better. Anyway, let's move on. Maybe I am miserable. So here's the thing. Here's why I'm actually not miserable right now. On Sunday, we talked about how I went on vacation. Before I left for that vacation, I wrote a scathing article going after the Cubs, specifically club president Jed Hoyer and how bad of a job he'd done at getting the Cubs to where they need to be right now because the NL Central is totally up for grabs. Well, the Cubs have gone 8-2 since that article published. They've been amazing. So that's why I'm in such a good mood right now. I have never picked the Cubs on early edge before, but I'm doing it right now. We're going on the money line. It's a good price. Marcus Stroman on the hill. He's the NL ERA leader right now at 2.45. The Cubs won this exact pitching matchup against Johan Oviedo last week, 7-2 in that game. Advert Alzolay, Mark Leiter Jr. are fully rested. Those are the Cubs' eighth and ninth innings guys. The Pirates have lost seven straight. Since that 20-8 start, the Pirates are 14-29. The only teams in baseball who are worse than that since then are the two worst teams in baseball, the Royals and A's. I'm surprised I didn't mess that up after how I botched the Reds segment. But anyway, I'm actually not miserable because I'm finally picking for the first time ever the Chicago Cubs.
Wow, Maddie in a hat on the early edge. History. History. By the way, do you know what my best bet was going to be on HQ today with M squared at 1:30 p.m. Eastern time?
Cubs.
The Cubs. They were going to play. I absolutely love them today. I love that last pick. I'm changing it for HQ because we already are giving it out right here. We don't need to double up unless I choose to. Now, very offended in the chat. Bradley says, Coach, soccer slate is light, and your cappers are already on the best play, Austria, Sweden, both teams to score. Bradley, you're looking at the top soccer capper at the early edge at Sportsline, but yet you refer to others as if I don't have any plays to make today, which I do not. But that's beside the point, Bradley. I'm a top soccer capper. Now, grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here is the recap, courtesy of the snake on the ones and the twos. M squared, one big play today. The Rangers, let's stop sleeping on the Rangers, but let's not tell the sports books because they're still giving us really good numbers. We don't want it to go up, minus 125. Then Zach Tech, Kyle Brash, over 5.5 Ks, plus 105. Then he made it very clear, this is a long shot. Seth Lundy out of Penn State, the Nittany Lions, a first-round pick, plus 2,500. Just a little sprinkle, just something to be fun. And then the sniper, Reds, -1.5 over those Rockies, plus 110. What a good feeling they're having in Cincinnati right now. Then the Cubs, same type of feeling. I'm looking at the standings as we speak. Milwaukee, a very near, a half a game lead over Cincinnati and a four-game lead over the Cubs. Then Mikey B, a couple of props today. Eli De La Cruz over a half a run. This guy is just next level. He's incredible. Minus 105. Then Corbin Carroll over a half a run. All you guys do is just score. Just score. And we cash minus 110. And a quick reminder, do not forget about Early Edge and 5 at 4 p.m. Eastern time as the amazing Grace Remington tries to corral all those crew members over there that Mikey B is on all the time with Frick, with Frack, with the Maestro. Everybody's over there on that show two times a day. And today, 3 p.m. Eastern time, you don't want to miss another designated event on the PGA Tour, the Travelers. It was my home event when I was at ESPN. There's nothing better than the Travelers, and now we get all the top players showing up to play this week. Great coming out of the U.S. Open. We'll get you set today at 3 p.m. Eastern time. Me, Counselor Patrick McDonald. All right. Pay it forward today. Be kind to one another. Understand this is a blessing to be able to spend this time together. And with all that being said, there's only one thing left to do, and I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, Lomo, M-Square, Zach Tech, Mikey B, Sniper, and, of course, the snake always on the ones and the twos. I am simply the coach trying to keep the train on said track. We grind for you so we can win with you. It's what we're all about right here at the Early Edge. Good luck.
The time has come for drag queens to save the world.
RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars is back on Paramount Plus, and for the first time ever,
I want you to use your talent for good, for a change.
Eight iconic queens are competing for the charity of their choice.
This is how you do drag.
Who will slay it forward, win cash for their favorite cause, and a coveted spot in the Drag Race Hall of Fame? RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars, new season now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.